好，今天我们再次欢迎，可能是你们欢迎我，像是欢迎 Kevin 回来。
So, wanna welcome Kevin
who came back. So we really want to see your bride. Only see the picture.
我想看到你的新娘，只见到了照片。
Very blessed.
非常蒙福。
So we pray that she will come, without any problems. In due time, your family will be together.
我们希望你的太太能够没有问题的来到这里，然后呢，在省一点的时间呢，可以家人同在。
We want to see young couples, rise up.
我们想看到年轻的夫妻能够兴起。
Oh, also, like the first time, see Jack's daughter is in. 这叫什么名字嘞？
这是 Jack 的女儿哈。
上次你一定来了，对吧？
对，
上个礼拜。
感谢主。看到你们全家在这里，还有一个儿子对吧？还要等。
Okay, and then he has another son, but he's not here yet.
我们继续为他们来祷告。
Continue to pray for them.
我们看到就是这个一对一对年轻的夫妇要起来。
So we will see like one young couples rising up.
一个一个的家庭。
So the family of the family.
要起来。
Rising up.
我们真的在这个世上要做世上的光。
So we need to be the light of the earth.
世上的盐。
The salt of the world.
世上的盐是什么意思呢
？What's to be the salt of the world?
大家记得就是说，先知伊丽莎的故事对吧
？You know, Prophet Elijah.
那个地上的那个水啊，他说这个地方特别的美好，就是水很坏。什么东西种了呢就不输就掉果子。
So he came to this place, he said everything is well, however the water is bitter. So anything that been planted, it will never ripe, like the fruit always fell.
那神就借着先知伊利亚呢把这个盐倒在水泉里面这个水泉就是好。
So God told Elijah to pour salt into the water source and then it cured the water in the region.
那神可以用任何一种东西来医治任何人。
So God can use anything to save or heal anything.
那神为什么要选择让先知用盐呢
？Then how come God asked the prophet to use salt?
盐是在圣经里面特别的一个用意在。
So in the Bible has a special meaning.
对盐这个东西呢，第一个你就想到它会防腐。
So first of all, for salt is it kind of prevent decay.
所以我们老一辈都知道，就是要食物保存呢，就腌制腌菜呀，腌制这种腌。
So the older generation, if they want to keep vegetables, longer, then put salt onto the vegetable to make pickles.
所以我们基督徒在世界上就是什么，就是防腐的。
So,
我们是防腐剂。
Question.
有你在那个地方就不腐了，你。基督徒没有了，那个地方就开始腐烂的很快了。
So as Christians, our purpose is to become this rot-preventing substance, so that where you are, the place will not rot.
那另外一个呢，盐是什么？你做饭的时候也放点盐，对吧
？So secondly, like when you cook, you put some salt, right?
盐就是可以把味道提出来，把食物里面的味道都提起来。
So it makes things taste better.
所以基督徒在这个世上，这个世界就有味道。
So the Christians in on this earth, you will make things taste better.
真的是世上如果没有基督徒的话，这个世界是没有味道。
So without Christians, this world will be tasteless.
所以今天我们祷告呢，就特别是年轻的，我们祷告这样的东西，都要被神的这个爱得着，神的灵充满。
So I want to pray, especially for the younger generation, so that they can rise up, so that they can, become the salt.
年轻人现在特别为我们的年轻人祷告，就是说，第一个，他们要不要被这个世界上这些东西呢 confuse 很多的东西啊，会来迷惑他们。
So we need to pray for the younger generation, first of all, not to be confused with a lot of theologies on ideology of the earth.Of the world, they need to follow God.
那从主那边得到的呢是真正的祝福。
So from God, you can receive the true blessing.
那个是康总，上次看到的是我们，对吧？
可以吗？可以。
好的，好的。就是说，这个也欢迎座位上的弟兄姐妹啊，说欢迎座位上的弟兄姐妹。好像赛琳的父母也来了，但是他们比较累，但是不能来。
So we also welcome those who join us from Zoom. So we know that Celine's parents are here as well, but because they just came, so that they are.
所以第一点呢，让年轻人祷告，他们都要来跟随主。
So we need to pray so that the younger generation can come and you know follow God.
而且我们也相信神有应许，大复兴要来。那年轻人一个一个一批一批要被得着。
And we need to believe that the revival will come on the younger generations. So one after another, they will come and follow God.
另外一个呢，他们也要进入他们的祝福，在地上的祝福、命令，包括婚姻、家庭、事业。
And they will need to enter into their promise, including their career, their family, their marriage.
你知道我们也有一些教会啊，那年轻人很爱主。但是呢，不想结婚，不想，就是最怕结婚。
So we know there are a group of young people in the church, even though they love God, but they don't want to enter into a marriage. They are scared of getting married.
昨天我参加一个聚会。
Yesterday I was in a meeting.
不同教会的一个聚会。
A church from sorry, a meeting from another church.
碰到一个另外一个教会熟悉的一个姐妹，她的儿子，挺帅挺大的。她说：“哎呀，祷告他们，他早跟他一生结婚。
”So I met my sister from the meeting, and then she has a adult son, handsome. So anyway, so she said that we need to pray for my son so that he can get married.
哦，他说你还记得吗？多年前他不敢去美国要做什么事吗？你为他祷告，他就去了美国斯坦福，后来很好，你再为他祷告。
And then
he
said, many years ago, do you remember you prayed for my son to go to Harvard and then
Stanford.
So he went to Stanford eventually. So now you pray again so that he can get married.
他说我们教会一大堆年轻人都很爱主，你看。好多个都不结婚。
So look at our church. We have so many young people, and then they love God. However, they just don't want to get married.
他不能光爱主啊，光祷告啊，光敬拜呀。
They cannot just love God and then praise God and then worship God without getting married.
我说对，就是要进入社会，进入家庭。
I said yes. They need to, you know, enter into the society, you know, enter into the marriage.
因为真正祝福的来临，一定要经历一些磨难和痛苦的。
Because the true blessing will come from, you know, certain type of sufferings.
今天我要讲到这个主题，就是神的爱。
Today, my topic today is about God's love.
但是神的爱呢，也会让人经历痛苦。
However, God's love will also, you know, lead you through trauma, like, I'm sorry, difficulties.
Sometimes,
suffering.
Trauma too.
Leads you through suffering, sorry.
这个呢，就是说，你如果读到圣经呢，好多教会不敢讲神的这个受苦，但是呢，很简单，耶稣基督十字架上就受苦。他说父爱他，你就好好去理解了。所有的基督徒都要理解这一点，天父爱他的儿子，让他钉十字架。这一点你如果不明白的话，你不能真正领会你的信仰。
So a lot of churches do not talk about the sufferings, but you have to understand. So God loves Jesus and he put him through the cross.So you need to understand suffering is part of the process. So without this understanding, you cannot become a true Christian.
这个世界上实际的生活、实际的爱，都跟受苦分不开。
So our practical life, our daily life, our practical love every day has to come through suffering.
除非你要么活在真空里。
Unless you live in vain, like unless you live in a vacuum.
要么你活在天堂里。
Or maybe you living in the heaven already.
现在你还不在天堂。
However, you are not in the heaven right now.
这个世界是一个罪恶的世界。
So this world is a sinful world.
所以神把他的儿子差派到这个世界上，如果把差到这个世界上，就是要发光，要作用，但是你要受苦。
So that's why God sent His Son into the world so that He can go through the suffering, and you become the soul and the light. You have to go also go through sufferings.
耶稣呢，同样也说，父怎么差派我们，我就怎么差派你。
And Jesus also said how God has sent me, same way I will send you.
神爱我们不爱。
Does God love us?
但是主耶稣说，主父怎么差派你，他就怎么差派我。
But Jesus said how He was commissioned by God. In the same way, He will also, you know, commission us or send us.
所以呢，我们今天在世界上任何一个基督徒，都要做好受苦的准备和心智。
So any of us, a true Christians, you have to be prepared. You are prepared to go through the suffering, and you have the will to go through it.
但是呢，基督徒的受苦，爱主的人的受苦和世界上的受苦是不一样的。
But the suffering of a believer will be different from a suffering from a non-believer.
我们基督徒的受苦呢，最终是有结果的，好结果的。
So our sufferings, as a believer, we will see a good result out of it. Good fruit.
世界上的人受苦，受完苦是没有结果，是白受苦。
But in the world, if people non-believer go through suffering, they don't get anything good out of it. Is they are suffering in vain.
所以呢，就是我们来到这个世界上，我们在这个世界上做基督徒的时候，我们要认识神的爱非常非常的重要。
So as a Christian, we need to understand God's love.
尤其在痛苦里面的时候，在经历很多的挑战和患难的时候。要认识主的爱。
Especially when you're going through your sufferings in your challenging situations.
主的爱是一个永远的话题，我们必须要不断的讲。
So God's love is like an eternal topic. We have to continuously to talk about it.
那为什么要不断的讲呢？
Why do we always emphasize on that?
那为什么我们要不断的常常一个星期一个星期来聚会呢？
Why do we need to come together every week, you know, to meet together.
我们就是要一起来认识神的爱。
Because we want to come together and learn the love of God.
认识神的大。
To learn His power.
我不知道，你们一个家有好多孩子，父母呢常常希望孩子跟他聚在一起。
So as a family, you.
我想好多人都有过这种经验啊。
So as a parent, you would like to gather all your children around you.
啊，特别的成人的孩子有时候说，哎呦，我今个这个星期六又要去我父母那里吃饭了。
So as an adult, children, you would say, okay, this Saturday I'll go back to my parents' house to have dinner.
一个星期，一个星期，又一个星期。
So every week, week after week.
你烦不烦？
Will you get bored of it? You know.
Are you tired? 那弟兄姐妹，如果你常常去你的父母的家里面吃饭，你就是很 tired, boring.
If you go back to your parents' house every week, you know, to have a dinner with them, and then you get tired and you get bored.
你说你看 same restaurant, same food, again and again.
同一个餐馆，同一道菜，一次又一次。
我想起我在说什么，你们听说了啊？但是如果你明白你的父母爱你，明白你爱父母的时候呢，你的态度是完全不一样的。
So I guess you get what I meant. So, but if you know your parents love you, and you will behave, you know, you will have a different.Behavior or like understanding of that. If you think it is a burden to come to a church every Sunday, then you need to reflect on your relationship with God.
或者说你跟弟兄姐妹的关系怎么样？
Or you can you should reflect on your relationship between your brothers and sisters in the church.
那可能有一些家庭是，如果今天我的大哥来的话，我就不来。今天我大哥吃饭，我就找个借口不跟爸爸妈妈在一起。他不在的时候，我再来。
Okay, so if you go back to your parents' house and you say, okay, my older sibling will be here, then I won't go.
Okay. 我们也碰到一些弟兄姐妹说，今天如果谁谁谁在教会的话，我就不去教会。
Okay, same as in church, you know, we have heard people saying, okay, if I see this brother or this sister in church, then I will not come.
如果你的大哥今天在，你就不想在的话。或者你说我找另外一个时间，我在跟爸爸妈妈吃饭。你跟你爸爸妈妈吃饭的时候，你爸爸妈妈高兴不高兴
？Okay, if you say okay, if my oldest brother is here, with, then I'm not coming for the family gathering. I will find a different time to go visit my parents. Do you think by the time you see your parent will be happy about?
这里有好多做父母的，你高兴不高兴
？So there are a lot of parents.
高兴的举手。
Will you be?
一个人举手。
Will you be happy?
高兴，高兴，高兴啊 ！OK， 好、啊。那你要以后来讲一下你高兴的原因是什么
？OK， he said he will be happy.
就是说，至少你还来了，对吧？是高兴。
OK， you are happy because at least you came, right?
但是好多时候父母是不是太开心
？But most of the time, the parent wouldn't feel like fully satisfied.
那父母最开心的时候是什么呢？大家孩子都其乐融融聚在一起，在他们面前。
So our parents will be, you know, mostly happy when all their children are here with them, like all together.
你知道上帝也是这样的。当我们其乐融融、合一的心彼此相爱聚在他面前的时候，他非常喜悦。
So same as God when He see all His children, you know, happily getting together around him, he is satisfied. He's happy.
当你的父母对你这弟兄姐妹都很喜悦的时候，他会做什么
？So when your parent is being, you know, very happy of all of you, what do you think your parent will do?
他会很高兴的说，他什么都给你。
So when your parents are happy, he can give you anything.
但是有些时候呢，父母做的一些事情，说的一些话呢。在孩子不在场的时候，有些孩子都不在场的时候不讲的。你明白我在说什么吗？或者只有一两个在场，他是不讲的。他可以讲一些话，但另外一些话不能讲，不讲。
So if someone is, you know, someone in the family is absent from the meeting, so usually the parent will not say everything, you know, when someone is not present.
所以我们今天教会也是一样的，至少我们的心态就是要一定要有一个合一的心态。来到父的面前呢，神的心喜悦的时候，他会讲他要讲的话，做他要做的事。
So same as coming to the church, you know, when all the brothers and sisters come together and do His will, God is able to say the words that He wanted to say, you know, deliver the message to us.
所以呢，我们就是圣经上讲的，就是不要停止聚会，这是神的话。
So that's why the Bible said, "Do not stop, you know, meeting together."
现在世界上好多人觉得他比上帝聪明。
So nowadays, a lot of people think they are smarter than God.
甚至好多基督徒都觉得我比上帝更聪明，我比圣经，我比圣经，我的道理比圣经的更好。
Even Christians, you know, some Christians are thinking that they are smarter than God or their ways are higher than the Bible.
那主耶稣为什么讲圣经？为什么讲要不可停止聚会呢？
Then why the Bible said you cannot stop going to the meeting?
那有时候不太明白。
Sometimes you may not understand.
但是我们这样做的时候，按他的话做的时候就有福了。
But when we do according to what he says, we will be blessed.
就像有时候父母说，我非要等着大家齐了，我才做一些事情，说一些话。你不太明白，但是你做这样做了就有福了。
So sometimes your parents will say, "Okay, I'm going to say something when all of you are here, or I'm going to do something when all of you are here." You may not understand it yet, but when you do according to what your parents said, you will be blessed.
开一个玩笑也不是玩笑，至少有一点。 写遗嘱的时候啊，你爸爸写遗嘱的时候，你如果不在的话，他可能不写，或者呢？
maybe you can think of this way, like when your dad is, you know, drafting up his will, his living will, but if you are not present, he probably will include you in the will.
那他不写，那是好事情。
So if he didn't write up the will, you know, without your presence, maybe it's a good thing.
还有一种呢，就是因为你不在场，你的名字不在场，这就写广告了，对不对啊？
对 ，in other scenario, because you are not there, your name is not even on the will, so that would be a bad situation for you.
那我不是开玩笑，我听过好多的故事啊，就是儿女在争财产的时候呢，因为写遗嘱的时候呢，那个比较贴心的在旁边，这个父亲年纪比较大了。那个贴心的说好话，最后就全是他的了。
So I have heard stories, you know, when the parents writing the will, so one of the kid who is very close to the dad, you know, continue to say good things to the dad and stuff. So eventually, everything, all his inheritance, went to that child.
从另一方面讲呢，你要做那个聪明的那个，就是常常要做贴心的，老在你爸爸耳边吹风的那个。
Oh, you should be the one, you know, like become your dad's favorite, you know, always say good things to your dad, you know.
那其实今天呢，我们讲到这些啊，我们的上帝是一个充满了爱、充满了公义的神，但是呢，他好多时候用这个天赋，为什么？他好多做法，人是可以以人的方式去理解。
So so we say our God is God of a loving Father. So because He's using His word Father, we can also learn from, you know, from our human relationship. You know how we treat each other from that relationship.
对，所以我们常常要做合神心意的事情，神所喜欢的事情。
So that's why we need to do according to His will. You know, things that bring Him, you know, satisfaction, like all pleasure.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就会经历他的爱，经历他的大能。
When we do that, we can start to experience His love, His power.
今天你读一下这个好多的教会，特别西方的教会，你发现越来越不经历神的能力，不经历神的爱。
So if you ask many churches nowadays, especially the Western church, you will see that they have not experienced God's love and power.
有不少，越来越不能经历神的爱。
That's quite a large number of them, and more and more of them would not be able to enter, would not be able to experience His love and power.
其实道理非常简单。
So the reason is quite simple.
就是他不是按照父亲的心意来做事情。
So basically, they did not do according to God's will.
他不是按照圣经来做事情。
So they did not do things according to the Bible.
他是按他自己的想法来做事情。
So they do things out of their own desires.
就像你来看望父母的时候，你不是按照你父母所喜欢的事情来做事情。
Just like when you visit your parents, you did not do what your parents like.
你非要按你自己喜欢的事情来做事情。
You just like to do what you like, you know, to your parents.
大家明白。
So do you understand that?
那所以我们就经历不到父母的爱。
So that's why we're not able to experience your parents' love, the love from your parents.
所以我们要经历神的爱呢，就是要来明白神的话，明白圣经非常重要。
So in order to experience the love from God, we need to understand His words. We need to understand what He wants us to do.
所以我们今天再次回到圣经，我们来学习关于神的爱。第一节圣经呢是约翰一书第四章十六节。
So let's go to the Bible. So first verse we're going to read 1 John 4:16.
他说神爱我们的心我们也知道也信，神就是爱。
And so we know and rely on the love of God He has for us. God is love. So God is love.
神就是爱。
So God is love.
我说你明白神就是爱是什么意思。
Do you understand this? God is love.
如果有人说你说 你自己描述你的父母，你说我妈妈就是爱。
If someone describing his mom and he said, my mom is love.
那对他来说这个是对的，但是别人听的时候就觉得是不太对。
So even though it might be true for this person, but from others, it might sound weird.
但是我们知道神的本性就是爱。
But we need to know God's characteristic is love.
这是我们要越来越明白的一件事情。
This is something that we need to understand more and more.
那我们对神的这个信心呢，信仰呢，第一个先要听道。
So for our faith, first of all, we need to listen to the word.
我们要明白圣经在讲什么，我们的神究竟是怎么一位神。
We need to know what the Bible is talking about. We need to know how what our God is.
第二步呢，是我们要信，信还是不信
？So the second step we need to take is to believe.
听和信是两码事情。
So listen to the word is different from believing the word.
第三步是去行。
So the third will be to act.
第三步要去行。
To act.
那我们常常呢，就是我。我们有时候啊，就是我们的弟兄姐妹啊，其实有他们关心我们的健康，关心我们的健康呢，就送我们一些这个健康产品。
Okay, so some of our brothers and sisters they care about our health, so sometimes they will give us some supplements, you know, vitamin supplements.
那是苦口婆心，信还是不信？信。苦口婆心啊，就劝说你这个东西肯定对你有好处，你吃吧。
Okay, okay.
信还是不信啊？信。
Okay, so they will say, okay, yeah, this is good. This supplement is very good. Do you believe it is good for you? Yes.
他走了以后呢，不吃。
But when the person left, you know.
对不起，非得给我一瓶东西，我真的不知道放哪里去了。那天他很生气，他说：“你知道吗？我日本买来，我多少钱？结果你还不知道放哪里去了。”
So, but when they leave, you know, we just forget to take the supplements, you know. So sorry to Fairy. So she gave us some supplement from Japan. I actually don't know where I placed it.
So, 当我们不行的时候。不行的时候呢，这个东西对我们没有益处。
So when we do not act, so something which is good may not have any effect, good effect on us.
所以好多人说上帝不真啊，这个那个很假的。就是这个药品它没效吗？为什么没效？你不吃了，不吃怎么会有效呢？
That's why a lot of people say, okay, God is not real.The reason why they say God is not real because this is right. God is right there, but he just doesn't. This medication is right there, but he's not taking it.
So, 第一个我们要听。今天我们都有福了，我们能听。
So, first of all, we need to listen to the word. So, we are all blessed. We're here to listen.
第二个要信。
So, second, we need to believe.
感谢主，我们今天呢，有不同程度的都在信。
So, like all of us, we are believing into a different extent.
那为什么我们今天要来听到呢？就是说我们信的要更好，我们的见证啊，我们彼此来鼓励，我们要信的更好。
So why we gather together? Because we want to believe, you know, we want to hear other people's testimonies. We want to believe together.
那信的目的是什么呢？要行。
So the purpose of our belief is to act.
所以当我看看，就是你那个健康产品，我看到好多人吃了，真的好了，哎呀，我也吃了。
So meaning that okay, I see the supplement is you know a lot of people took them and it is good for them. So I will take it as well. I will try.
这个从信到心啊，好多时候有好多的见证。
So from this believing into the action, sometimes it takes a lot of you know other people's testimonies.
苏珊，因为她身体上有些慢性疾病，好多年求过好多的医，所以弟兄姐妹给她什么好东西。对他来说，就是他要，好像他说太多了。这个我已经吃过好多的药，这个大夫也看过了，所以听了好像就有时候就觉得没作用一样。
So Susan has some chronic conditions, So a lot of people over the last many years have given her a lot of things to take. So because she's taking this, she's been taking that, you know, it seems that it has lost the effect on her.
So I
that's why I need to pray that she needs to believe.
我心里很苍皮，但是呢，我不能吃，因为我们那个问题。So
even though I believe in a certain product, but because I don't have that problem in my body, I cannot take it.
信还要吃。So
you need to believe and you need to take that medication.
那所以呢，我们的神就是爱，我们要来尝尝主恩的滋味。So
our God is love. We need to taste and see His goodness.
我们基督徒啊，我们在这个地方。 因为这个生命从有时多么多么的丰盛，我们知道不知道？So
we need to know how about what kind of abundance that God has prepared for us.
那第一个当然就是说，我们基督徒来到主的面前，第一个我们知道的，神借着耶稣赦免我们的罪，赐给我们永生，这是第一个我们所知道的。So
this is the first thing we know as a believer. So God has sent Jesus to come and bear our sins.
那我们翻开这个熟悉的经文，就是约翰福音第三章16-17节。Let's
turn to a very familiar scripture, John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，方得永生。For
God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。
For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him.
所以今天我们的基督徒来到这里，我们已经信了主耶稣为我们的罪被钉在十字架上，流血为我们赎罪，我们处死入生。So
as a believer, we know that Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross for our sins because He was
condemned, we were saved.
So we all have this hope for our family, for our neighbors, for our society, so that they can also come and believe and become and be saved.
这第一个他们要听，能够听见这个道。
So first of all, they need to listen. They need to hear the word. And second, we hope that they can also believe.
我们祷告，我们劝说，这些都是希望他们能够得着永生。
So whether through our prayers or through our, you know, communication with them, we all have this hope for them to be saved.
神的爱在哪？ 神的大能也在哪？神的救赎也在哪？
Where God's love is, there will be His power and His salvation.
但是能不能得到？
But whether you can get it or not,
第一个要听见。
So first is to hear the message.
听见这个好消息。
Hear the good news.
就是神差派他的儿子降世要救人。
So the good news is God has sent His Son to come and save the world.
因为这17节讲的，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。Because
the 17 it says God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save.
但是多少人信呢？
So how many believe though?
今天信的人就有福了。So
blessed are those who believe.
但是今天的这个世界上信的人还是少数。
However, only a minority of us.
有些国家可能是多数。
Or maybe for certain nations, majority of the population believe.
但是呢，总体来说，信的人还是少数。
But generally, like only the minority of the group believes in.
那对于我们中国人的特点就是说，离开神呢，从祖先离开神，很长很长的时间呢，我们要重新信。 是需要很大的一个功夫的和牺牲的。
So as a Chinese, we've been, you know, so far away from God for so many years. So in order for us to return to Him, it takes, you know, quite a bit of effort.
其实我们的祖宗啊，好多时候也是希望把这个关于神的事情传流传下来，但是呢，人就不断不断的忘记了，不断的相信了很多的谎言。
So our ancestors was trying to, you know, tell us about, you know, God. However, throughout the generations, we've been, you know, mixing a lot of other ideology or believe in the wrong things.
那所以当我们听到好多的各种理论，很多的从小的教育，我们对这个神的概念越来越淡薄了。
So through our, you know, education, as a child, it seems that like we blur a lot of the things, you know, we don't know about God anymore.
其实我们的老祖宗很希望他的儿女还是继续的有那个记忆，就是说记得我们是神的儿女。
But our ancestors, you know, like was really trying to let the, you know, the generation know that, you know, we are God children, sorry, we are children of God.
但是呢，我记得我们有个仇敌撒旦。
So you need to remember we have the enemy that is the Satan.
一直在欺骗这个世界。
So he continuously to deceive us.
那我们是来有这个中国的一个字呢，早期的字来放在这上面，就是想想我们的祖宗早期，他们很想保留对神的记忆。
So we'll share some of the Chinese characters, that kind of represent how our ancestors.
那第一个是禁止的禁。大家看到这个禁止的禁，对吧？
So this character means to stop or to restrain oneself.
Forbidden, yes.
Forbidden, yes.
他说这个，你如果看这个意思啊，很有意思啊，就是、说是。这个镜子呢，时间与丈夫从事铃声，是为了避凶取吉而忌讳忌讳。
So it says this word forbidden is for the purpose to avoid harm, and then
go towards the blessing.
Yeah, yeah. So avoid harm and then get the blessing. So this.But this word actually means forbidden, like not to do something.
那中国人造字为什么就是两个木一个士呢？
So, when you see this word, like you see that the top is actually two trees. So,
that's two trees.
So this is one tree, this is another tree.
The two trees. 那为什么是两个木呢？
So why is it two trees?
那很奇怪，如果我造字的话，就放一个木，讲话字就放一个木，繁体字放三个木，三木为灵嘛，对，三木为身嘛，就是你这个人不要走到森林里面被蛇咬，对吧？三个木头告诉你不能进到森林，要么三个木，要么一个木。
So if I am the person who create a character, I will probably just put one tree or maybe three trees, because you know, like three trees represent a forest.Maybe there will be snakes in the forest, so you know, forbid the people to go in. So I may put three trees instead of two. Then why do we see two trees for this word forbidden?
下面有指示的示。
So on the bottom, it's like an announcement.Or a direction.
指示这个很容易理解，就是告诉你，对吧？指示你。不要做这个，不要做那个，这叫禁，对吧？
Okay.
可以理解。
So the bottom part of the word, the character means instruction, like giving you instruction not to do something or do something.
如果我造字的话呢，就是释放在下面，上面应该放游戏两个字，游戏是不要玩游戏。
Okay, if I am the person who create this word, I will probably put video games on the top and the instruction on the bottom. So.Don't play video games. Forbidden video games. Then why do you see two trees on the top of this word, the character?
就很有意思。那我们放在创世纪第二章啊，创世纪第二章，我来放一下。
So let's go to Genesis chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶和华神赐各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目， 其上的果子好做食物。园子当中有生命树和分别生恶的树。
第九节。第二章第九节。Okay, and the Lord God made all kind of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for the food. In the middle of the garden, there were tree of life and tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这里园当中有几棵树特别点出来，两棵树，对吧
？So it says in the garden there are two special trees, right?
只是的，主要是针对这两棵树。
So it has.Mentioned two special trees.
只是在哪里呢？这十六、十七节，耶和华神吩咐他：园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃；只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为吃的日子必定死。
So on 16, the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat,You
will surely die. 所以你发现我们古人呢造字的时候，我相信他们的脑子里面有这个故事在里面。
So for our ancestors, when they created this character, I believe they know like what happened back then in the garden.
所以他们想提醒他们的子孙，记得伊甸园的故事，记得上帝给那个指示。
So they want to remind the descendants, you know, like.What happens in the garden, you know, forbidden the things that God has forbidden us to do in the garden.
最后呢，大家故事继续发展下去，谁吃了那个果子？你细看是这个女人，夏娃就吃了果子。
So of course you guys know the story, the woman, that's Eve who took the fruit first.
后来呢，就给她的男人也吃了。
So he got the fruit and then passed it to her.
不知道这个撒旦为什么不试探男人，要试探女人。
So we don't know why Satan do not tempt man first, but instead tempting woman first.
因为撒旦是中国人，开玩笑啊，他知道一句成语叫做“英雄难过美人关”。
Maybe Satan knows, you know, women because it is a Chinese saying.A hero will never escape
pass the test of beauty.
Yeah, will never pass the test from a beautiful woman.
所以呢，我们看看第二个字，那个螳螂的螂。
Let's see a different character.
所以我们虽然祷告着我们的年轻人要成家结婚，还是要好好祷告。英雄难过美人关啊。
So even though we want all our men to get married, but please be cautious.
所以我遇到神母的时候，那时候我不知道她长得漂亮不漂亮，神把我的眼睛蒙住，是真的。她说你眼睛有问题。
So when I first got married with Susan, at that time God has blinded my eyes, so I didn't know whether she was pretty or not.
她只是觉得我的审美观非常差。
All she thought is that I have a bad taste in seeing beauty.
大家看这个螳螂的螂是怎么一个？
So this character means greed. This character, greed.
又是怎么样？两个木，对吧？两个树木。
Okay, same thing. You have two trees on the top.
我觉得螳螂啊，肯定超过两个树。像螳螂的时候有一个林子。
So if you want to be greedy, you probably want more than two trees. You probably want a whole forest.
那我们祖宗还是记得伊甸园的故事。
So again, our ancestor remember what happened in the garden of Eden.
而且是给女人的女，对吧
？So on the bottom of the two trees, that character means woman.
So, 我们的祖宗呢，重女轻男。我们中国人的祖宗重女轻男。
So our ancestors emphasize more on women than men.
开玩笑啊！就他为什么用个女的呀，不用个男子呀
？How come he puts a woman below two trees?
因为圣经里面讲，谁第一个吃了禁果呀
？Because what did the Bible say? Who first ate the fruit?
是夏娃，女的吃了。
It was Eve, the woman.
所以这个我们的古人呢，就希望这些故事流传下来。
So our ancestors want us to know all these stories.
那另外一个字，我们再看看，神呢，在这个过程里面不断的在呼喊人类，要回到他那边，要得救，要救赎。
So let's see another character.
好。
Yeah.
第一次大的救赎也是一个大的审判，就是挪亚方舟的故事。
So this word means the boat. So that was the first disaster of the human mankind, the judgment, but also
salvation.
A salvation, yeah, for mankind.
啊，大家如果知道这个故事的话呢，就是人类基于罪恶极大，神要把地上的人灭掉，但是呢，发现一个义人，就是挪亚，让他建方舟，建了100年呢，一个大的船，有一家几口人呢，就进到里面去了，就得救了。
Okay, so everybody know the story. The world was so sinful. God needs to destroy everyone, but He found one righteous man, that is
Noah.
So he spent 100 years to build an ark, and then he brought all his family into the ark.
这个船呢，就是大的舟，小的舟呢，就是小船。这个船呢，就是大的船。
So this word boat or ship means a big boat, big a ship.
啊，最早造字呢是一个舟旁边几个什么八口，后来变成一个几口，但是最早是八口。
So the original character of this word ship or boat means so the left side is means boat, the right side.Means 8 people. So very interesting why there are 8 people on this boat.
那今天我们不知道，但是我们知道，就是说，在这个挪亚，进方舟的时候呢，是一家八口进了方舟里面。
So we may not know why, but when Noah entered into the boat.They were family of 8.
啊，这我们就不放了。大家都圣经都送了，他和他的妻子，还有三个儿子和三个儿媳。
So he and his wife, 3 sons and daughter-in-law. So 8 people.
中国人古人为什么要用舟八口啊？为什么八口啊
？So how did the Chinese knew the ship was? You know, there were 8 people on the ship.On a boat.
很奇怪
啊。Interesting, right?
所以呢，我觉得就是古人呢留下这些，让每一个人知道上古的故事，拯救是拯救人类的故事。
So I believe our ancestors want us to know like what happened in the past, like how in ancient times how God saved the mankind.
好，我们再看另外一个字。
Let's see a different character.
那挪亚方舟的拯救是一个预表，但是呢，人类真正的拯救在哪里？在耶稣基督里面。
So Noah's ark is just a representation of the true coming King. So our real salvation comes from Jesus.
我不知道是不是弄到那个正确的那个那一章，也能不能往上？就这个字是吧？OK， 这个放这个对。这个很有意思啊。这个义呢，古人造字是什么？言字下面一个我，对吗
？So this word is means righteous. So on the top you will see the gold or the lamb. Sorry, the bottom is me, like 我 me.
那为什么义就是言在我的头上就是义呢？
How come the righteous is a lamb above me? Why is that?
当然，我们的简体字呢，叉叉上面一点，但是繁体字就是羊在我的头上。
So this is a traditional Chinese, not the simplified Chinese. So righteousness means a lamb above me.
我们古人真的离神比较近。
So, you know, like our ancestors are more closer than to God than us.
来，我们看看这个《约翰福音》第一章二十九节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse
9.
29.
当时呢，耶稣来的时候呢，就是圣灵差派了司祭约翰来为他开道路，把他们领到耶稣面前。
第一章，
二十九节。次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Chapter 29 says, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
除去那个括号里面写什么？
背负，
或者作者背负世人罪孽的。
Okay, so in the Chinese translation.Takes away also means to bear the sin, like to, you know, carry it on your shoulders, to bear.
原来希腊文 "io" 就是把这个东西拿走或者拿起来。
Okay, same as in original Hebrew, so in Greek, so means to, you know, take the burden on your shoulder and, you know, carry it away.
反正是拿起来，要么你扛在肩上，要么拿走。
Okay, basically to pick up the sin, you know, and then carry it away.
就是说这个羔羊呢要把我们的罪要担在他的身上。
So this Lamb of God will carry the sin, you know, our sin on him.
就是神的羔羊。
So this
神的救法必须要流血才能够赎罪。
So this is God's Lamb. So God's way is to sacrifice the Lamb, to bleed, you know, have the blood to cleanse.
那我们的古人怎么会造出这样一个字呢
？How did our ancestor create such character？
你知道我们中国的古人啊，一生真的是非常近。
You have to know our ancestors are very close to God。
五千多年的历史啊，有好多东西非常神秘，包括中医，包括老子。
So 5,000 years of our history.So many things are mysterious, including the Chinese herbal medicine, including Lao Tzu.
好多东西是神给他们的启示。
So a lot of things are God's revelation.
这是一个启示。
So this is a revelation.
羊在我的头上就有了义。
When the lamb is above me, I have righteousness.
你看我的老祖宗知道，不是你的好行为就有了义啊。
So our,
羊在你的头上才有了意义、啊、
So our ancestor knew it is not because you are doing good then you become righteous but because you have a lamb above you then you become righteous
那感谢主那我们的神呢就是说没有忘记中国人
So praise God you know our God did not forget us Chinese
那今天呢借着他的儿子基督耶稣基督流血呢把我们都要赎出来
So through the bleeding, through the blood of His Son Jesus Christ, He will redeem all of us.
你说我们基督徒在做的就是，哎呀，我早就知道这个故事。
So as Christians, you may say, "Oh, I already knew all of these before."
我早就信了。
I already believed.
但是我要问你一句话，你经历神有多少
？But I need to ask you this: How much have you experienced Him yet?
那这就是我们基督徒今天要问的一个问题。你经历生命有多少？你的境界有多大
？So this is something we need to ask ourselves. You know how much you know you have experienced, you know, with him.
我们上一次讲到，就是腓拉铁的教会主说你，是时候忍耐得到，在普天下人受试炼的时候，我要免去你的试炼。
So last time we read about Revelation in the Church of Philadelphia. So we talked about if you stand firm.At the end times, you will. 怎么样
I will spare you.
From, I will spare you from the condemnation of the world.
Or the test.
Oh yeah, I will save you from the test.
那为什么就是说你一定要持守他的道呢
？Why do you need to?
你说我信了呀，我信了耶稣是我的救主呀。
Why do you need to hold on to His word? You may just say, "Okay, I believe. I already believe."
这里面主要是讲的就是我们，他来让我们得生命呢，而且要得的更丰盛。
Because,
我们要看看《约翰福音》第十章。
Because Jesus says, He's here to give us life, abundant life. So we'll turn to John chapter 10.
第十章八到十节。
8 to 10, verse 8 to 10.
啊，这里讲了，他盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。啊，第八节，放在我一向来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他。我就是门，方从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得早吃。盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
From verse 8 to 10, all whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate; whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life.And have it to the full.
第一个呢，大家要知道，除了耶稣以外，耶稣来前面的所有先知啊，这个来的耶稣之外，都不要信，都是盗贼。
So you need to know before like Jesus came, like you may hear other prophets or you know saints, but do not believe. Those are just thieves and robbers.
那耶稣说呢，叫人得生命，而且得的怎么样，更丰盛。
So he came to give us life and to have abundant life, to have it to the full.
丰盛的生命是什么意思？
What does it mean to have abundant life?
大家回答一下，丰盛的生命是什么意思？
What does it mean to have abundant life?
哎，年轻人回答一下，什么是丰盛的生命？你的生命丰盛吗？
So young people, do you have abundant life? Abundance.
是，丰盛生命是什么意思？
什么都要。
那康熙的枪包比较鼓，不行，比较合适，是不是？
Is it because you have a thick wallet?
好多人这个枪包不鼓，但是银行里面数字很长。我这个枪包比较鼓，但是银行里面没什么。
So thick wallet with a low number in your bank account.
丰盛生命是什么意思？
What does it mean to have abundant life?
丰盛生命是什么意思？大家回答一下。
Try to answer it.
你说让年轻人回答，我都不敢回答。
你好。
年纪大的也可以回答，年纪大的，中年人。
So he say that.
这样子回答一下。
Because he asked the young people to answer, so he thinks more young people to answer.
这个回答以后就变年轻人。
对对对。
When you answer, you become young.
就是生命里面经历了。
很好的，不分他，不分他，光受苦，一直受苦到了，是不是丰盛
了？So he say abundance means you have experienced a lot of abundance.
不过他说的这个也很重要，很重要。
So his answer is like abundance is to have a lot of different experiences in your life. So yeah.
Kevin 可能是觉得最丰盛。
Kevin, are you?
So now Kevin thinks his life is the most abundant life.
Family, family.
Yeah, I remember those days when I first got married. Everything is so beautiful.
我记得我那时候刚结婚，一切都如此美好。
所以我们的生命。要不要更丰盛呢？
So, do you want your life to be more abundant?
我们都要更丰盛的生命，对不对？
We need to have more abundance in our life.
那也有人他真的不想再丰盛。有我经历过这样的人，我服侍很多人，有的人他不想再丰盛。
I have ministered to a lot of people. Some people say they don't want to have any more abundance.
生在地上也祝福大家。
So on earth.God is going to bless you.
曾经服侍一个姐妹啊，就说这个姐妹呢，长话短说，就说她得了癌症。她以前跟我也很熟悉，她的先生后来她离婚了，她就她得了一个癌症。
So I remember the sister. So she was divorced, and later on she got cancer.
他怎么得了癌症呢？因为她先生抛弃了她，她发誓说我要得了癌症给他。真的这样，我讲的不是。
Okay, you know why she got cancer? Because after she got divorced, and she was so mad, and she said that okay, since you divorced me, I will get a cancer and show it to you.
后来她就真得了癌症。
And eventually she got cancer.
后来那时候我在别的地方，后来回到那个城市去呢，有些弟兄姐妹说谁得了癌症，一样去看她。
So I was, you know, I left that city anyway. I came back and then I realized that she, my brother and sister told me that she had cancer. So we gathered together. We're trying to go and visit her.
长话短说，我们就为她祷告。我们有弟兄姐妹看到呢，就说她已经好了，拿着麦克风在做见证。就是一线人看到。
Okay, so we're praying over her, and then one of the brother saw a vision, and she, so he saw her was completely healed, was holding a microphone and was preaching.
后来我就离开了，我相信他就会得医治。
And then after I left the city, so I believe in my heart that she will be healed.
当时祷告呢，他也非常高兴。
So at that time, after we prayed for her, she was very happy.
她也非常高兴再次能见到我。
And she was very happy to see me again.
因为当时她的邻居好长一段时间就给她夫妻做邻居，传福音给她。
So because I was her neighbor for a long time, I was living next to her, and I told her about the gospel to her and her ex-husband.
但是后来我离开，后来听说她就死掉了。
However, after I left.I heard that she actually passed away.
那后来我就问这个弟兄姐妹，我说：“哎呀，神岂是要医治她？一定会医治，为什么她会死掉呢？”
And then I asked, you know, God has revealed that she will be healed. Then how come she passed away?
这个故事大家要听听，就是以后你被人祷告的时候，你知道人有一个自由的意志，就是神想要医治她，如果自己她要选择不医治的话，神也会尊重她的意志。
So this is something you need to be cautious about because there is something called free will. So even though God is willing to heal, but if that person prefers to die, God will also respect that.
后来我就问一些姐妹一直服侍她的，我说为什么事情发生呢？
And then I asked those brothers and sisters who were helping her, and then I asked them what happened.
这个姐妹后来她说呢，就是她想，她不要待在这个世上，她要回天家。
So they told me that she doesn't want to live on the earth anymore. She want to go back to.
她说我的儿子已经长大了，我交给他爸爸了。
So she said, okay, my son is now grown up, and then I will, you know, leave it to the dad, leave him to the dad.
她说她我又交了一个男朋友，但是他对我不怎么样。
And she also said, okay, now I have a boyfriend, but he is not very nice to me.
她说我没有什么可留恋的。
So there's nothing, you know, I desire on this earth anymore.
她说我知道神对我很好。
I know God has been good to me.
那神就把她接走了。
So God took her away.
那我就想到，也许这个姐妹她当时这个。他真的接受医治啊，接受神给他的这个启示，医治进来的时候呢，他可能会在地上活出一个更丰盛的生命。就是说，如果他相信神对他的医治，神在地上要用他的话，他会活出一个更丰盛的生命。
Okay, if she believes in God's healing and she's willing to dedicate herself to the God, to God, she God is able to use her.
活一个很精彩的生命。
And she will have this like exciting life.
弟兄姐妹，你今天基督徒不仅仅是得救，神命定你在地上要活出一个什么精彩的生命。
So brothers and sisters, not only you are saved, you know, but God wants you to, you are able to have this exciting, abundant life on earth.
你相信吗
？Do you believe that?
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen. 所以我们每一个人在地上要活出一个丰盛的生命，精彩的生命。
So God wants us, you know, all of us to live this exciting, abundant life here on earth.
那就是，说到时间了，大家记住，你要领受神的爱，你要活出精彩的生命，苦难是少不了的。
So to summarize, you will have this exciting life, abundant life, but suffering will be part of it as well.
大家一定要做好准备，前面跟世人。一起要经历很多的苦难。
So you need to be prepared. So you will go through suffering with, you know, everyone else on this earth.
但是呢，基督徒受苦的时候跟别人是不一样的。
But as Christians, when we go through suffering, it will be different.
因为你有神的爱，你有神的大能在你旁边做美好的见证。
Because you have God's love, God's power with you, so that you can become testimonies to others.
第二个，你要领受神的爱呢，这个丰盛的爱呢，要有一个东西，要一定要记住，要有忍耐，要知道神做事是有时间的。
So in order to have this abundant life, you need to know there is always timing in God's calendar. You need to persevere.
我们在信主之前呢，不相信神；信主之后呢，就特别相信神，说神，你现在立刻要做成。
Before we Christians, we did not believe in God. After we become a believer, and then we want God to do things immediately, right now.
神啊，你是大能的神，现在就做成。
God, you are this powerful God, do it right now.
大家一定要知道, 神做事情
也是需要时间的。 You need to know God's time, God needs time to do His work.
不是他需要时间, 而是他在你身上做事情是需要时间。
Not that He needs time to do it, but because He's working in your life, He needs to work it, you know, in your own timing, in the good timing.
神要给你装备一个太太，不要十八年的时间，很简单，对不对？你不能说今天就有一个太太生出来，对不对？十八年的时间，他要拣选一对夫妻，把他养大，对不对？合适的时候再带到你的面前，不合适的时候不能带到你的面前。
So if God preparing you a bride, it needs at least 18 years of preparations, right? God needs to pick a good couple, you know, to have this child, this girl growing up, you know, in order for him to prepare this bride for you. It takes time.
所以感谢主，我们有在十几岁的时候遇到慈母。
So praise the Lord, I did the mass lesson when I was a teen.
他说他在那里有时候不穿鞋子，穿大脚。
She said she was in the refugee camp and she never wear any shoes and she always got into fight with others.
所以那时候遇见他，妈
妈。If I met her at that time, that would be the end of it.
所以这个神做事情是有时间的。
So,That's why God always has His own timing.
所以这个时间对每一个人都非常重要，要有忍耐。
So timing is very crucial for all of us. So that's why we need to have perseverance.
有的人的忍耐多一些，有的人的忍耐少一些。
Some people you may have more patience, you know. Some people you may not.
师母在这个养妻啊方面都是没忍耐。他说这个鸡我就喂他好多天了，他都不生蛋了。
So Susan doesn't have a lot of patience with the chicken that we raise. You know, she will say, okay, I've been feeding the chicken for so many days. How come the chicken never laid any eggs?
我说这个你养这个鸡好像是两三个月的小鸡呀、啊，对吧？肯定它要长大一点吧。
And then I told her, it's just little chicks, right? It needs time for the chick to grow.
他前几天皮肤生了病，他抹了药，一照镜子，怎么已经好多个小时了？怎么还是肿的呢？
The other day she was having allergies, so she put medication on. And then after a few hours, went to the mirror and said, it's been a few hours now, how come I'm still there?
我说这个一般来说呢，这个抹了药膏从开始这么皮肤病啊，到最后最起码有一个星期。
So I told her, you know, usually, you know, from the time you put your ointment on to the point that you're getting healed, it takes about 1 week.
她不行，她一定要第二天就能好。
She doesn't like that. She wants to get healed the next day.
因为她最主要是见大家，她不想看到她。皮肤上有问题啊！所以，我们好多时候生命里面求的东西呢，我们希望见人的时候有面子，是不是？所以说，什么为什么不做呀？
So sometimes
我没面子。
Sometimes we care a lot about our face, you know. That's why we ask God to do it right now, immediately. so that we can have more faith.
神说你再等一下，我再把这个事情做完全了。
But God said you need to wait. You know, I need to, you know, do things in, you know, the right way, complete way.
今天里面的东西如果没有全发出来，就治好的话，里面留个疤。我为了让你不留疤，所以呢，必须得让它发完。
So I need to wait until the skin to get the problem to come out completely, so that you won't be scarred later on. So we need to wait. You know, we need to have this. You know, we need to have the perseverance and patience.
所以神做事情有他的时间。
So God always has His own time schedule.
那我们要不断的扩展我们的信心。
We need to continue to, you know, increase our faith in.
借着神的话。
Through His word.
借着家人的见证，弟兄姐妹的见证。
Through other people's testimonies.
要来更多更多的经历神的爱。
So that we can continue to experience the love from Him.
阿门吗？
阿门。
阿
门。
哈利路亚！主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，你就是爱。
Yes, Lord. Yes, You are love.
主啊，是的，我们相信你。
We believe.
相信你，圣经里面讲你说，既然把你的独生子赏赐给我们，岂不把万物也白白一同赏赐给我们吗？
So the Bible says, you did not spare your son, so and you also do not spare anything from us, you will give everything to us.
主啊，要让我们弟兄姐妹，主啊，在地上要经历了丰盛的生命。
And you will lead all our brothers and sisters into this abundant life.
在不管前面面临什么样的挑战
，No matter what kind of challenge we are going to face，
我们靠着你的能力，都是得胜者。
Through your power, we will become overcomers。
而且会活出一个精彩的生命。
And we will have this exciting life。
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name。
Amen. Amen. Amen.